Yashodanandana Jayo Vrajatana Ranjana Jayo Yashodanandana Jayo Vrajatana Ranjana Jayo Vrajatana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Chayo Kunja Bihari Chayo Chayo Ratha Madhava Chayo Kunja Bihari Vishnupat Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Totara Sata E Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya Om Vishnupat Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Totara Sata Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Nanta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prince Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Grigovar Dham Ki Shri Brindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Purukshottama Kshetra Dham Ki Ganga Maya Ki Yamuna Maya Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Shrimati Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Ki Granta Rash Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Samabeta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Shiguru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam namaskritam Naram chaiva narotamam Devim saraswatim vyasam Tato jayanudiraye Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instruction for Civilized Human Beings, Text 47. Pravrittam cha nivrittam cha Dvividham karma vaidikam Avartate pravrittena Avartate pravrittena. Thank you. Nivritte nashnute mritam pravritam cha nivritam cha dvividham karma vaidikam avartate pravritena Nivritte nashnute mritam pravritam cha nivritam cha dvividham karma vaidikam avartate pravrittena. Nivritte nashnute mritam. Pravrittam cha nivrittam cha dvividham karma vaidikam avartate pravrittena nivrittena shnute mritam pravrittam inclination for material enjoyment cha and Nivritam, cessation of material enjoyment. Cha, and Dvividham, these two varieties, karma of activities, Vaidikam, recommended in the Vedas. Avartate, one travels up and down through the cycle of samsara. Pravrittena, by an inclination for enjoying material activities. Nivrittena, but by ceasing such activities. Ashnute, one enjoys amritam, eternal life. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. According to the Vedas, there are two kinds of activities, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti activities involve raising oneself from a lower to a higher condition of materialistic life, whereas nivritti means the cessation of material desire. Through pravritti activities, one suffers from material entanglement, but by nivritti activities, one is purified and becomes fit to enjoy eternal, blissful life. Purpose. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 16.7, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha jana na vidur asuraha. The asuras, non-devotees, cannot distinguish between pravritti and nivritti. Whatever they like, they do. Such persons think themselves independent of the strong material nature, and therefore they are irresponsible and do not care to act piously. Indeed, they do not distinguish between pious and impious activity. Bhakti, of course, does not depend on pious or impious activity, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.26. Savai punsa paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje haitukya pratihatam yayatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service and to the transcendent Lord. Such a devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. Nonetheless, those who act piously have a better chance to become devotees. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7.16, Chaturvidha bhajante man jana sukriti narjuna. O Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. One who takes to devotional service, even with some material motive, is considered pious. And because he has come to Krishna, he will gradually come to the stage of bhakti. Then, like Dhruva Maharaj, he will refuse to accept any material benediction from the Lord. Swamin kritarto smi varam nayache. Therefore, even if one is materially inclined, one may take to the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, or Gaura and Nitai, so that he will very soon be purified of all material desires. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma saswach chantin nikakchati. As soon as one is freed from inclinations toward pious and impious activities, he becomes a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. So, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha dvividam karma vaidikam avartate pravrittena nivrittena shnute mritam. According to the Vedas, there are two kinds of activities, pravritti and nivritti. Pravritti activities involve raising oneself from a lower to a higher condition of materialistic life, whereas nivritti means the cessation of material desire. Through pravritti activities, one suffers from material entanglement, but by nivritti activities, one is purified and becomes fit to enjoy eternal blissful life. Jnanat mirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakru militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha mukam karoti vachalam pangulangayati girim yat kripa tamaham bande shri gurum vinataranam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswati devi gauravani pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्ता वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वेलकम टू श्रीमद् भागवतम। टुडे वी हैव प्रवृत्ति एंड निवृत्ति टू वर्ड्स which means, so pravritti in this context, there are two ways to explain pravritti, but in one sense is, as Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Bhagavad Gita 16.7, it refers to like yama and niyama, what activities that we should do and think that we shouldn't and do. That's one meaning. So those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. So this is one meaning. Here, pravritti means acting properly, and nivritti not acting improperly. And then the another connotation of this word is, as a pravritti is also a path of the path means the path of material enjoyment, and nivritti means the path of cessation of activities that are in pursuit of material enjoyment, which means the path of self-realization, of devotional service. So in the one hand, pravritti and nivritti is more like the meaning that we have of yama and niyama, things that we should do to act properly in life and things that we should avoid. And then the other hand is pravritti is called the path of sometimes called karmakanda, which is religiosity for material enjoyment. Dharma, karma, the artha, kama, and moksha. These are the four principles of religion in the material level. So Prabhupada is quoting a verse which is explaining the highest path of self-realization, or called the Paradharma, or the supreme dharma, the supreme religion, which is described as not as a specific religious denomination, but as a specific characteristic of real religion. Which it was spoken, this verse of this Paradharma, because the sages of Naimisharanya, they wanted to know what will be the highest benefit for every living being, especially the human, in a human body, in which living entity have the opportunity to go back to Godhead. So the question was not sectarian. The question was not about, tell me please that we are the best, so that we are, I don't know, we are Brahmanas and our path is the best path. It wasn't in that mood. They were really concerned about all the living entities in the future, because they knew that this age of Kali, Yuga was coming. Therefore, they really wanted to know, because there are, the Vedas are very literatures, and so they wanted to know the essence and what is the main way and the principal way they can, the people can take to achieve highest perfection. So when Sukadeva and Sutta Goswami answered that question, he again didn't say the Hindu Dharma is the highest Dharma, or o cristiano, etc. He says, Savai Punsam Paro Dharma, the supreme occupation, or dharma, for all humanity, is that by which men can attain Yato Bhaktir Adok Shaje, loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. And then he explained that this kind of dharma cannot be hampered by any material mean or activity. Either you're poor, you're rich, or you have some physical disability, even mental disability, you still can pursue this path because it's a spiritual path. It's not a material path. So therefore, Sutta Goswami explained, Ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati, that there is nothing that can hamper this devotional service. And when it's practiced in an interrupted way, it can provide what everyone is looking in this world, which is supreme happiness. Suprasidati can give real satisfaction to the self. Yayatma suprasidati. So in pursuing suprasidati, the living entities are looking for happiness. Everyone, Prabhupada has a wonderful small book called On the Way to Krishna, in which he defines how everyone is looking for happiness and Krishna is that happiness. However, we look in different ways, happiness. So the Vedas, written by Srila Vyasadeva, in the Vedas, before writing Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva tried to encourage people, not knowing that they are looking for happiness, to the path of Nibriti Marga, to the path of self-realization, but through through some kind of promises, like material promises, trying to bring people to the highest purpose by giving them, encouraging them according to their lower mentality. That for instance, people see happiness only on the level of what we call anamaya and pranamaya, which means I'm happy if my belly is full, and I am happy if I have enough money to have shelter and some gratification. So, which is basically, if we analyze every society throughout history, there are always the people who were living in that society, they were trying to have a steady economic program. And people was always either complaining to the government or thanking them because they have enough or they don't have enough money for buying a place where to live, have security and wellness. So because the Vedas knew, Srila Vyasadeva knew that people are not like really, most of the people are not hankering for self-realization right away because they still have a hope that they will find happiness in other levels, especially because when we are conditioned, we are thinking that we are the body, so therefore my happiness will come through the senses, either in the mental level, emotional level, or in the physical level. Therefore, suprasidati, the highest satisfaction, a great percentage of the population is trying to find in many ways. Some will try to obtain that happiness through vikarma or by performing what in the Prabhupada is explaining in the first meaning of nivritti, which means forbidden activities. And others will try to achieve enjoyment by following scriptures, pravritti. This is in the meaning of what is right and what is wrong. So of those who are pursuing happiness through scriptures, still they are considered in the material level, but they are higher than those who are trying to achieve happiness in a, by not following Dharma, without knowing what should be done and what shouldn't be done. So without any knowledge. Like a child, you know, a child that doesn't know what it should be done. So therefore, they don't know if there is, I don't know, a ball. They see the ball, they say it's mine, and they take it. And then the parents have to come and explain, no, you have to ask permission to Uncle Subal, whatever. And then they have to teach them, say thank you, because he lent you the ball, and now you should say thank you. So in the same way, the Vedas, they are teaching, okay, you have earth, the planet where you live, you have fruits, you have air to breathe so you can live, and so you have food. And this is not yours, this pertains to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are being given through the demigods, and you should say thank you. And not just take it and use it. So the Vedas are teaching us like we are like children. So those who are like whimsical children, they don't care about that. Oh, I don't care. So I don't want to say thank you. I want to take whatever is mine. I think is mine. So that's a vikarma way. But in the karma or pravritti mark, you're encouraged to enjoy, but by saying thank you to nature, to the demigods, and understanding that things are not here just because are only for you. You have to share, and you only have a quota. Sebastian Idan Saravan, you understand that there is a supreme controller. However, the motivation of the living entities, you know, we are like child, is still enjoyment. No? I want to enjoy. But you are being educated by the Vedas. So Srila Vyasadeva, he made a plan so living entities can somehow get to the path of self-realization. Very difficult because we don't have the attractions. Like if you want to encourage a child to wash the dishes, it will be very difficult. Because they want to play. So if they don't see that as playing, they will cry, or to go to a school. So a child will cry if he wants to play. So therefore, sometimes parents may bribe the child, saying like, if you wash the dishes, we'll give you some candies. Or if you go to a school at the end and you do well, we will give you a wonderful gift. So then they will have the motivation and they will perform some activities that they may not like, but because they have a higher purpose, they will do it. So that's the way Srila Vyasadeva planned. So that, therefore he said, okay, if you want to enjoy in this way, you have to do this first. And you have to say thank you, either to the demigods or to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you have to spend some part of your wealth before you can achieve your goal. But the problem is that by doing that plan, most people were taking the Vedas only as a means of enjoyment. And therefore, Srila Vyasa, he was, after he wrote the whole Vedas, which were based on these four principles of Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha, which is the idea of presenting Dharma or religious principles in order to get to obtain Artha or economic development, which will be the candy. No, okay, you perform Dharma, but here you will have a candy, and then you have Kama, more enjoyment. But finally, the idea is that you come to the realization that this is not the all in life, and there is moksha, or liberation, the path. But most people stay in the level of dharma, artha, and kama.
They don't want moksha. And even if they want moksha, this is not the highest goal of life still, because moksha is when the living entity realize that even if they are trying to enjoy, there is no real enjoyment. There is no supersedity, full satisfaction of the self. So therefore, they understand, and also guided by the Vedas, that there is another way, which means the cessation of all suffering. And you can achieve that by studying the Upanishad and Vedanta Sutra, and understanding that you are not the body, you are a spiritual soul, etc. But there is a highest goal that Srila Vyasadeva wanted to take people, which is Prema Umarta Mahan, the fifth perfection of life, which is love for God. But after he compiled all the literature, including Mahabharata and the four Vedas and the conclusion of all the Vedas, the Vedanta Sutra, he wasn't feeling satisfied. He didn't feel even supersedity, because there was something that was not right. And Narada Muni, his spiritual master, explained him that he was actually encouraging people to sense enjoyment and not to self-realization, although the intention of Vyasadeva was to encourage people to self-realization. But it didn't work that way. So there was a need for another larucher. So these are, I will mention some of the things that Srila Vyasadeva have to improve after he met with Narada Muni, in order to help people to achieve love for God. So all the path that Srila Vyasadeva has described so far before writing Srimad Bhagavatam, they didn't have the potentiality to give supersedity, supreme satisfaction. Otherwise, Srila Vyasadeva wouldn't feel unsatisfied after writing them. So therefore, to fix that, he has to explain the para-dharma, or the highest path, the supreme path, a path that is superior to all others and can provide supreme satisfaction. And that's the question of the sages of Naimisharanya. They wanted to know there are many paths in the Veda, but what is the one which can provide supreme satisfaction? And that is the task of Srila Vyasadeva, was to write a book in which he will give that, indicate directly that path. So then, in order to do that, he has to describe the pastimes of Krishna and his devotees. Because even according to the sages of Naimisharanya, they knew that this narration of the Lord, although they were describing different sections of the Vedas, there was not a whole section in which all the narration of the Lord will be described. So he have to compile a book in which there will be the Paradharma and all the narrations about the Lord which help people to achieve the Paradharma. So therefore, the book that he was going to bring have to be beyond any type of bribe to people, like to say, okay, if you do this, you will get this enjoyment. At the same time, he has to do it in such a way that will encourage people. Because if you don't promise any kind of enjoyment, then nobody wants to buy it. So therefore, Srila Vyasadeva was very expert in presenting Srimad Bhagavatam, and also the speaker, like Sukadeva Goswami, it is said that when he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, it was very tasty. Even more, the Bhagavatam was made in such a way that it's called the ripe fruit of all the Vedas, so the most tasty part of the Vedas. And Srila Vyasadeva make it even more releasable to people. So it was also written not in a dry way, sino in a way that while you go through this supreme masterpiece, you will also experience a supersedity, an enjoyment. And that is why Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second verse, Srila Vyasa explained that there is no need of any other literature because you have Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because Srimad Bhagavatam can provide the experience while you are studying it or breathing, which is like, for instance, if you want to know about the taste of a sweet, you can read books. Now, there are many books about Indian sweets. One Prabhupada disciple once he met with one guy in the airplane, and this guy, he happened to be a writer of Indian sweets, like an expert in writing about Indian sweets. So he, at one point, they were talking about gulab jamun and many different sweet kind of barfi like that. And at one point, this devotee, he had some mahaprasad, so he said, try this. And so he was trying, and he said, so what sweet is this? And he said, I don't know. But you're such an expert in sweets, so you should know. He said, no, I can't tell by the taste. And so he explained, this is one kind of barfi. And so this guy was bewildered. But then the realization of the devotee was that when you experience something, it goes beyond many, many laruchas. You can read a whole encyclopedia on the taste of gulab jamun, but it will never be as sufficient as just trying a gulab jamun. Now, if you try one, what is the need of all these other books? Like if you already, you can taste it. So in the same way, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you can taste the personality of Godhead because the pastimes are there. So what is the need of any other larucha if you have Srimad Bhagavatam, which just by Nashta Prayesha Bhadra Sunityam Bhagavata Sevaya, just by going through the Srimad Bhagavatam, it start Krishna within the heart start acting and cleaning the devotee who is paying attention to the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, Srila Vyasadeva, he created a supreme masterpiece that will be superior to all the other laruchas that he had created, written before. And it was not a theoretical book. He was creating a book that will provide the experience also. So therefore, the Sutta, the Srila Vyasa said, release this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Nigama Kalpataro Dalitam Phalam, which is the ripe fruit of Vedic Larucha. So I was explaining that this Pravritti mark was described by Srila Vyasadeva and in all the other Larucha, and now in Srimad Bhagavatam he's describing Nivritti mark, the path of self-realization. And he's saying Dharma Prabhuchito Kaitabo, he's rejecting all other larucha that he was given before that were encouraging people to achieve enjoyment through religion, material enjoyment. So Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha are the four principles of religion, of material religion, but what Vyasadeva did actually, it wasn't something like really wrong. It was perfect in a sense. The problem was that people didn't take it with the intention of Vyasadeva, because what he gave was Dharma for the brahmacharis. In the beginning of life, you learn Dharma. And then by learning Dharma, when you have to perform artha, or when you have to work and have your own house, your own family, then you know Dharma. You know what has to be done and what that shouldn't be done, hasn't been done. And so that's Artha. So you work in according to your varna and asana. And then you go to the Vanaprastha stage of life in which you already raise a family and you have experience in life. And now you have some kind of supersedity, some satisfaction, some karma, some enjoyment in the mood of goodness. Because you follow Dharma and you follow Artha. And now you start becoming a person more wise. And therefore, because there is knowledge and increasing knowledge by having performed many sacrifices during the Grihastha life. So now you have some realization. And then you start realizing that time is going very fast and you might die at any moment. And then it comes the Upanishad and all this section and you start realizing that death is coming and there should be something higher in life, and therefore comes moksha, a desire for liberation. And then also Vyasadeva provide resources for that. So in that way, he tried to make a plan in which people will be encouraged to self-realization in a harmoniously way, in a way that is according to the nature, etc. But again, not everyone took that path in that way. So therefore now, there was a need of giving something very direct. And especially in this age, in Kali Yuga, in which our life, the sages of Nimaisaranya explained that Prayanalpa Yusabhya, that our life is being reduced in Kali Yuga. So we don't have time to do all this Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But by the time people are in Kali Yuga, when they are even 70 years old, they still want to enjoy a lot. They are not. Before, people used to live more time. So for Kali Yuga, there was also a need of a book like Srimad Bhagavatam, who will have all the principles of religion in the highest level. And that also is one of the questions of the sages of Nimaisaranya. They wanted to know after Krishna is leaving the planet, so Dwapara Yuga is ending. So how people will take shelter. And again, Srila Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam so people can take shelter of Krishna. It's not different from Krishna. Therefore, it gives the experience of Krishna. So Srimad Bhagavatam, in the way that Srila Vyasadeva wrote, is the way people can achieve God in an easy way, actually, because they don't have to perform, we don't have to perform so many rituals, that even in the Pravritti Mark, it is described as in the following verses, we will see that Sukada Goswami Narada Muni is mentioning like all different yagyas, and before this section also, it was mentioned the different yagyas, like Shraddha ceremony, all these yagyas that you have to perform in order to achieve some material enjoyment. So for this age, it's only with Srimad Bhagavatam is sufficient, of course. And then came Lord Chaitanya to explain how to utilize Srimad Bhagavatam. And the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the last verses explain that in this Kalerdoshani Derajan, in this age of Kali, the only way to achieve perfection, the only yagya that is required, is the Sankirtan yagya. It's just the chanting of the holy name, by which the Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from the chanting of the holy name, because by studying or reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, you can achieve perfection. It's Harinam. So when Lord Chaitanya came, he just took the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the last instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam, which means the kirtan, the process for this age, and he brought it in practice to show people. And then Srila Prabhupada, he took Lord Chaitanya's movement and brought it to the West, with taking Srimad Bhagavatam as the main weapon for all the Western countries to his mission is Vishesha Shunyavadi, to encourage people to understand Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore the motus of Srila Prabhupada in his whole entire work is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every time we see that in the Parivasa Sutra, the Supreme Instruction. So he translated Srimad Bhagavatam and he gave this Nivritti mark in a way that is very attractive. So he gave it through, he took the five main, the most powerful practices of bhakti, like reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names, worshipping the deity, association with devotees, and he put it in a way that it was very attractive, so people can take the Nivritti mark in a way that it looks really enjoyable. So therefore Srila Prabhupada made association of devotees with the prasad distribution, chanting in a way that was very enlightening for even for people who weren't thinking about self-realization. They just were attracted to the music and then they came in contact with elements of bhakti. So in order to advance in spiritual life, the process of bhakti is giving something that is beyond knowing what is right and what is wrong, which is pravritti mark. This is performing pious activities to get material enjoyment. Bhakti is beyond that. So because one cannot become a pure devotee by performing pious activities. One can become a pure devotee by being in contact with elements of bhakti. For instance, Prabhupada established book distribution so people can get in touch with elements of bhakti in the street. One devotee is giving a book, so the person is taking that book, and that is superior to any pious activity because the person is coming in with that Srimad Bhagavatam, because Prabhupada's books are no different from Srimad Bhagavatam. So they are coming in contact with Krishna, and they can experience Krishna in different levels. And they also he put prasad distribution, which is another element of bhakti. So people, even the most sinful person, if they take prasad, they will get a benefit towards self-realization, even more than if they perform a pious activity. Because that's the case of Jagai and Madai. They were very, very sinful, but because they come in contact with elements of bhakti, like association of devotees and the holy name, like Lord Nityananda, so they also could become pure devotees. So then Prabhupada introduced deity worship, where people can come and see the deities, and again, they enter in contact with the element of bhakti, very important, that there are 64 principles of bhakti, in which worshiping is one of the main. And then the class lectures of Srimad Bhagavatam propagate lectures all over the world, and those lectures have been recorded and now are all over the internet. And many of his disciples also they are reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and his grand disciples. So he established Bhagavatam recitation in every temple. And in every function of Vaishnava celebration, there is always these elements. No matter what you are celebrating, if you want to do it perfect, you have to glorify Krishna in the celebration by chanting or by saying some words in glorification of the Lord, and then distribute prasad and chanting and worshiping. So this is the very attractive part of Nivritti Marga, present. presented by Srila Prabhupada, by our acharyas, in a way that so we don't need a path, an inferior path like Prabhupada Mark, because devotional service is has been presented on Nibriti Mark in a way that is really attractive. Otherwise, no, you won't be here. Srila Prabhupada ki? So we have 3 minutes, 3 questions.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
So when you study the Bhagavatam, that's sufficient. There's nothing else that's more important, right? Is that true? Is that so?
Yes. If you study Srimad Bhagavatam, then and you apply it, that's sufficient. And apply means many other activities.
So education in other forms is not necessary.
Education in which forms?
Like going to, you know, schools and different things, and college and different things.
For self-realization, is not necessary. For self-realization, you can, I had to keep a tihata. You can be self-realized. Now, if you want, for instance, to play a musical instrument and glorify Krishna in a way that will be attractive, if you have some musical skills, you can make it more attractive. If you want to preach in Spanish, for instance, just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you won't be able to preach in Spanish. So you may need to learn Spanish or get a translator, for instance. And also, if you want to cook for the Lord, so you can read Srimad Bhagavatam, but if you want to apply, you may be inspired to learn cooking. So you may need some material knowledge, you know, to how to don't burn the whole kitchen.
I see.
For instance.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When you're speaking, it just brings these two things together in my mind. When you have a higher taste, you can give up the lower taste. That's kind of concisely what you're saying. And then we also say reality distinguished from illusion for the benefit of all. And then he was saying about, you know, we were saying about music and stuff. I remember George Harrison was talking with Mukunda Goswami, and George was trying to explain, you know, this Hare Krishna mantra to the people, and he says, by the music you evolve to a higher platform of awareness, a higher consciousness. And then Mukunda says, no, it's because the holy name is in there, you come to a higher platform. So that just came to mind. I don't know if you remember hearing that. It was in one of the books.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
It's the idea that you, once you have the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, everything else is being dovetailed to the service of Krishna. Because that understanding. So then music becomes meaningful when it's presenting the holy name. And then you can engage even your nature in that, or art, for instance, painting. You can paint Krishna, etc. Like you do, no? Right? Do nice art. Mitch, are you going to say something? Thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada ki. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.